Welcome to the Word of the Week. This is a weekly podcast inspired by the Word of God. This five-minute podcast will acquaint you with the Word of God by focusing your Bible study on how everyday words are used in Scripture. The personal thoughts I share are based on my spiritual journey and life's lessons. I'm your host, Doreen Newton. Let's get started. Welcome to the Word of the Week for the week of April 7th, 2024. The word this week is optimism. O-P-T-I-M-I-S-M. The definition of optimism is the tendency to be hopeful and to emphasize or think of the good part in a situation rather than the bad part, or the feeling that in the future, good things are more likely to happen than bad things. Our scriptures come from Psalm 71st chapter, 5th verse. For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. And from Romans 8th chapter, 28th verse. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Smile, be joyful. All is as it should be. Because of the solar eclipse, millions will be looking toward the heavens. Some will marvel at the divine created dance of the sun and the moon, while others will simply see a remarkable astronomical event. But whether they recognize the hand of God or not, the gasps of wonderment will not be quieted as in awe they witness the glorious phenomena. The excitement, the hope, the expectation is all that is optimism. In moments like these, optimism thrives. It is unfortunate that amidst the uncertainties of life, we have so few opportunities to collectively surrender to the grandeur of the universe as we glimpse the fragility of our existence. I pray that as we share this spectacle of the heavens, that humankind will also experience a cohesiveness with other human beings. I pray that when everyone takes their eyes off the heavens, that they will also see the wonderment that surrounds us. I hope that they see what a wonderful world God has created in the grand symphony of people, cultures, beliefs, and experiences that we have available to share. I pray they experience the wonder of nature as the trees recover their leaves, the flowers open their blossoms, the insects diligently pollinate the plants, and the animals perform their life-sustaining rituals. I hope that everyone will feel, if only for a moment, the power and the spirit of God's love surrounding the planet as the earth is regenerated. Yes? Our social networks, news channels, and communication devices will continue to inundate the planet with reports on various wars, the negativity of our political systems, and the degradation of humanity. Yet, within the horrors of wars, storms, drought, famine, and other devastating catastrophes, somehow man manages to allow their human spirit to mimic the spirit of God as humankind reaches out to help one another. As God's children, we must continue to cast off the negativity and fight to recognize the significance of the good that is within us. When I was in college, many of my friends referred to me as sunshine because of my optimism. A friend once told me that even when your lips are not smiling, your eyes are. However, over time, I began to see my life through the gray haze of disappointment, bad decisions, and struggle. Yet, now I have come to realize that every experience shaped my journey, reaffirmed my purpose, and has now restored my optimism. I have learned that although the journey of life may have disappointments, difficulties, and challenges, that no matter how bad the situation or how hard the test, to trust God's plan, because all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So I implore each of us to trust God even in the midst of trouble, doubts, and fears. to seek, find, and live in your purpose, and to find joy in the journey. In life, it is when we embrace life's challenges with optimism that our difficulties become our testimony. So smile. Everything is just as it should be. God bless you. Oreen out. Thank you for joining us for the Word of the Week. You can subscribe to become a member of the Word of the Week-Newton group, which will make you eligible to receive our Word of the Week by email each week, support our show, and give you access to our study journal and other subscriber benefits. You can email me at candonewton@gmail.com. That's candonewton@gmail.com. God bless you. Oreen out.